ServiceNow announced their fiscal 21 Q2 earnings last night, which Q2 for them closed at the end of June. Here's some of the key takeaways. I'm going to cover it from a, obviously, revenue perspective, some of the metrics, numbers, if you will. I'm going to dive into the different products, their workflows, and then I'm going to call out some really key things that both McDermott and Gina said during the earnings call around the Now Buying program, sales cycle and pipeline, and what they're clearly focused on. So let's get into the numbers. Subscription revenues, $1.33 billion, up 31%. The thing to note here is that they beat their previous guidance. They had guided to $1.29 billion. On those subscriptions, the gross margin is 85%. They also raised their full year guidance. They raised it by about $73 million. They expect the total revenue to be about $5.53 billion for the year. In terms of customers paying $1 million or more per year, that's a metric that they have been covering and announcing and speaking to in terms of success. They currently have 1,201 customers that fit that profile. So they have a 25% growth in the number of customers that are paying them $1 million per year. In other words, the ACV, the annual contract value. Now, the interesting thing in their investor presentation, they noted that the average ACV of these customers, so customers paying $1 million or more, those 1,200 customers, the average ACV is actually $3.5 million, and that's up 9% year over year. They also made it a point to note that they have 62 customers that are actually paying them over $10 million a year. In the quarter, they noted that they closed 51 deals with an ACV of $1 million or more. So clearly this is ramping. They're accelerating the number of users that are paying them $1 million or more. They're doing that in many different ways. Number of products, right? So they have 18 of the top 20 deals they noted had three or more products. That's certainly helping them. You think about the different workflows, the different products that they sell specifically, right? So you have IT workflows. They noted that ITSM was 16 of the top 20 deals was in there. They had 14 deals just in that space alone, greater than $1 million or more. ITOM, which is another key IT workflow product, was in 15 of the top 20 deals. With six deals over $1 million. When you look at customer workflows, they noted that 13 of the top 20 fell as an employee workflow product. Now, they didn't break that out, so it could have been HRSD, workplace service delivery, legal service delivery, procurement service delivery. It could have been one of those. They didn't break it out, which is somewhat interesting. Customer workflows, they said they were in 10 of the top 20 deals. They had four deals over $1 million. Now, customer workflows, that's CSM, field service, management, financial service operations. Again, they didn't break that out specifically. They did note that they had 2,000 plus customers right now that are currently running CSM. That's obviously a key product for them. And then the creator workflows, 18 of the top 20 deals had a creator workflow product. Again, that wasn't broken out, but that's App Engine Integration Hub. So clearly, they're selling more of their products from a combination perspective, right? The three or more products and 18 of the top 20 deals. I do think it's interesting, as I mentioned before, that they didn't really go and break out very well the employee workflow products, the customer workflow products. They did a little bit on the IT workflow space in ITSM and ITOM. McDermott also noted that ITSM Pro and Enterprise are doing terrific, but again, no numbers. So like what percentage of customers are currently still on ITSM standard? You know, in their investor presentation earlier this year, they did break that out and they didn't do it now. So I think that's something to pay attention to when organizations or vendors like a ServiceNow don't provide that level of detail. It's usually because they don't have something good to share. Again, that's an assumption I'm making, but I think it's important to at least note. Let's talk about net new, right? Net new customers, net new ACV, right? So if they're going to execute to their land and expand strategy, which I'll get to in a minute, net new, creating a bigger base for which to expand, is obviously important. So let's look at it from two angles. From a mix perspective, 14% of the net new ACV was tied to creator workflows. Again, that's App Engine Integration Hub. 25% of the net new ACV was tied to customer employee workflows. Again, that's CSM, field service, HRSD. And then 61%, still the majority, a large majority of the mix is still tied to IT workflows. That's their core products like ITSM, ITOM, SecOps, DevOps, GRC. Interestingly, it actually went up from last quarter. Last quarter, 55% of the mix was tied to IT workflows. Now, from an overall perspective, if you go back about a year, it's still a very similar mix. What that means is, as much as they're investing in pushing these creator employee workflow solutions and creator workflow, IT workflow is still the core. It's still the vast majority of their portfolios are landing in that space. It's also important to note when you talk about net new, they want to talk about, well, how big are these deals out of the gate? Right, driven by products and the cost profile, cost per user, you know, cost per unit, rather. Average deal size for net new customers grew over 50%. So what that means is they're pushing more products out of the gate for these net new customers. So let's talk a little bit about how they're doing this, right? What are some of the key takeaways from the earnings call? Things that McDermott and Gina said during the earnings call. The first thing I want to cover is the whole mindset. The whole mindset of one solution, selling a combination of products. Okay, I actually just covered this yesterday in the Microsoft podcast that I did for their earnings, and it's a very similar theme. And that's not atypical, whether it's Salesforce or other vendors, it's very similar. You know, McDermott made a point, it's the combined capabilities of the workflows that are better together. They deliver even more value than the sum of their parts, right? It's the go-to-market approach with a solution sales approach about the full capabilities of the portfolio instead of selling point products, right? That's what Gina said. That's what's driving these multi-product deals, which is driving bigger net new ACV. Right, they're going selling one solution. If you're one of their customers, I'm sure you're already seeing this. Sales cycle and pipeline. There's a lot talked about this, a lot of questions asked of them. Here's some of the key takeaways. Number one, McDermott, pipeline is incredibly robust. It has substantially grown. Sales cycles are moving quicker. The unity between IT and business is accelerating our sales cycles and enlarging our deal size. That makes sense. We've been talking about this for a while. They're not just selling to the IT departments, which maybe was their focus. As this company has evolved, that they've developed and sold more products, customer employee workflows, they're tying it back to the business. They're getting access to the C-suite. They're building their brand. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the commercials. This unity of IT and business, this building of the brand is allowing them, per McDermott himself, to accelerate, shorten these sales cycles and also lead to bigger deals. The other thing in terms of selling that McDermott, who's a master of it, been doing this a long time, in the enterprise space specifically, he said, we don't want sales, we want partnerships. He's talking about when they're interacting with their customers. Right? We are investing less calories into selling things and more calories on building relationships that last a lifetime. And I think that sounds all well and good, and I'm not questioning, and I know many customers that have great relationships in place when they speak of ServiceNow. There's many customers that love their product set. But from our focus point, that's all well and good, but how is it resonating? How is it coming to fruition when we're talking about pricing and discounting and protections and investment dollars and contractual provisions and commitments? Does it feel like they're still selling? Does it feel like what they're willing to commit to in writing, contractually, level of discounting, longevity of protections? Does it feel like a partnership? And that's the key. That's the key. When you're negotiating part of a net new or your net new customer or a renewal, right? I would put these quotes, I would put these topics in front of your sales executives. Let them know you understand and that resonated. But this is an opportunity as you sit at the negotiation table to show it in practice. Now, I want to talk about one last thing that was mentioned many times, and I've talked about it in the past. The Now Buying Program. The Now Buying Program, ELA, is another topic that was tethered to this during the earnings call. The way in which they're describing it, Now Buying Program has helped customers realize synergies, simplifying the buying process, providing greater usage flexibility, while improving the business impact. That's from McDermott. When you think about the Now Buying Program, we're looking at a larger, rapidly expanding customers, making it easier for them to grow with us using flexibility so they can easily upgrade to higher tiers, enable customers to try things, exchange, adopt products at their will. When you hear these things, and I'm sure you're going to be presented with them if you haven't already, because they noted this is actually a small portion of their current pipeline, even though it's had impact, as Gina pointed out, it's coming. It's coming. And when you hear things like programs and ELAs and flexibility and ease to get you to move to the higher, more robust, and you talk about flexibility, and you talk about being able to adopt at will, these are all sound very good. But again, the devil's in the details. It's all about, is it truly the best program for you when you think about vendor lock-in, when you think about discounting, when you think about true flexibility, dropping products, not having to maintain ACV, adjusting to what you actually need at that point in time without being handcuffed to a dollar amount to ServiceNow. You have to really start to analyze things, and I know we will be, but as customers, expect this to be coming and break it down and bring them all the way back to their comments about less wanting to sell and more about building partnerships. So again, ServiceNow, 31% growth on the subscription revenues, strong pipeline, Now Buying Program, pushing and adopting more products out of the gate, net new customers, landing and expanding. Just means that you as customers need to ensure now more than ever that you're doing, preparing yourselves and executing to the right plans to ensure you have the foundational contractual relationships in place. Because as Gina said, they're well on their way to becoming a $15 billion revenue company. And how you and your part in becoming that needs to equate back to benefits to you as well.